The end of the first aliyah of this week's parsha says, "Vayishlach Moshe lekro ledasan v'laviram b'nei aliyav," etc. Moshe sent shliach to call for a meeting between him and Datan v'Aviram, and in the end they refused. Why did he send to ask to meet them? So Chazal Darshin, Masech Sanhedrin, Kof Yud, also quoted by Rashi right here, "Mikan she'ein machzikin b'machlokas." From here we learn from Moshe that ein machzikin b'machlokas, and that's why he tried to work it out with them. He was unsuccessful, but he demonstrated the right attitude by trying to talk it over with them and work it out peacefully. So ein machzikin b'machlokas, on the simple level, machzikin means, you know, to hold fast to something, right? If you're in the middle of machlokas with someone, which Moshe was, you shouldn't try to hold to the machlokas. Rather, you should try to get rid of the machlokas if you possibly can, which is an obvious midah that, you know, that I think common sense would tell us to act this way, even if we hadn't learned from Moshe. But it's an interesting, deeper level, perhaps, al derech hadrush, written in the drushos of the Menachem Tzion by Rabbi Sachs's, Rabbi Yonason Sachs's father. He says that ein machzikin means, we know what it means, halacha chazaka. What does chazaka mean? Chazaka means status quo. If something is mutter, we assume it's mutter till proven otherwise. If something is usher, we assume it's usher till proven otherwise, etc. Ein machzikin b'machlokes. What happens? Here are Dasan Aviram. Dasan Aviram were the biggest Rishaim from the very beginning of Sefer Shmos, of Moshe's lifetime, right? Chazal tell us it was Nitzavim Lekrasam, and even before that, Lama Taker Re'echa. From the very beginning, they were nothing but trouble. They were Rishaim Gemurim their whole lives. Chazaka, that they're still Rishaim, right? So what's the point of talking to them? They wouldn't listen 2 years ago. They wouldn't listen last year. They wouldn't listen a month ago. They wouldn't listen yesterday. What's going to change today, chazaka? So Menachem Tzion says, no. Ein machzikin b'machlokes. Sometimes chazaka is good. In Isser v'heter, you want to know. In Basar v'cholav, in Shchita, in Trefos. Then chazaka is a very nice rule. But when it comes to people, machlokes, when you have trouble getting along with people, you can't use the rule of chazaka. You know, it's true in real life. Sometimes there are people who are, they're not nice, whatever it may be, they're doing something wrong, etc. And our natural reaction is to say, well, if this is the way they are, this is the way they're always going to be. And that's it. And it's hopeless, and there's nothing you can do about it. Unfortunately, a lot of relationships get ruined because of that. A lot of people get into a lot of trouble because of this, because they say, okay, if it's bad now, if we can't get along now, if there's something wrong with this person now, then that they're never going to change, it's hopeless. There's no guarantee they'll change. After all, Dasan Aviram didn't. But says Rabbi Sachs, no, ein machzikin machlokes. You can't say chazaka, that whatever someone is today, they're going to be tomorrow, and they're going to be next day, and they're forever. You have to give them a chance to change. People have the ability to change. Unfortunately, some people can change from the worse, and fortunately, people can change for the better. So as bad as someone was yesterday, you can't use the rule of chazaka here, and you always have to give them a chance. And I think that really, if we want to, maximize the success of our relationships with people, we really have to, you know, just give people a chance. Whatever they were yesterday, they were yesterday. You never know if they might be better, if they might be different today. If Moshe could even give Dasan Aviram a chance, then we certainly could give everyone a chance to grow and to improve and to do tshuva. And you never know. Although by Dasan Aviram it didn't work out, Moshe's teaching us that in our lives, it very well might. Shabbat shalom.